So the question is, why can't the biblical worldview be compatible with other worldviews? And the answer is, well, because the biblical worldview is different from the other worldviews. Let's explore that in a little bit more detail. The biblical worldview, as we will see in another series, starts with a triune God, a God who is three in one. It's not a contradiction in terms. We mean three persons, one essence, not three persons and one person, which would be a contradiction. So we believe in the divine Trinity. Which other worldview believes in a divine Trinity? Answer, none of them. So straight away, at the very start of the Christian worldview, we have a definition of the eternal God that is at odds with, say, Islam, which has a Unitarian God, or with many of the cults, like Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Mormons is basically believes in lots and lots of gods, and Jehovah's Witnesses, which is basically Unitarian as well. You have atheistic worldviews that says there is no God and often says that belief in God is just irrational. Then you have atheistic Eastern views like most Buddhisms, which don't believe in God. You have the various strands of Hinduism, some of which believe in a transcendent God, but some of which just believe, they use the word God, not in the way Christians would use it, but in terms of the final ultimate it that everything is part of. So I hope you can see that even when talking about God, we're not going to agree. The biblical worldview says that God created the world and now upholds it by his providence. Again, that would put it at odds with every other worldview. The Islamic worldview believes certainly that Allah created the world. Many Muslims believe that Allah continually recreates the world moment by moment. That's because they don't have a doctrine of providence, God upholding and providing for what he's made. The doctrine of providence is a peculiarly Christian biblical notion, or I should say Judeo-Christian biblical notion. And again, you don't see that in other positions. What about the doctrine of sin? Well, according to the Bible, we're born in sin. We're not born good. We're not born innocent. We're born in iniquity, in sin. And because we are sinners from birth, then from birth we show that sin. So babies very often learn to manipulate their parents. Toddlers do the same. They have to be taught which boundaries they need to stay within, otherwise they will make their parents' lives extremely difficult with their wants. They will press the buttons that they need to press in order to get their selfish way. And of course, from that beginning, we grow up into adolescence and grow up into adulthood, and we have the kind of world that we have, which is proof positive that the Christian view that man is a sinner from birth is an empirically provable fact, as Malcolm Muggeridge liked to point out. But that's the Christian position. It's not the position of Islam. It's not the position of the Christian cults. It's not the position of atheistic psychologists and behaviorists. It's not the position of Buddhists and Hindus. And so, again, these are major teachings of Christianity with which other perspectives wholly disagree. They also disagree about the nature of God, the nature of love, the nature of knowledge, the nature of compassion and mercy, the nature of grace, in accordance with their understanding of their peculiar God or the absence of God. So their worldview, you see, impacts everything else that they look upon. So Christianity, therefore, is not compatible with any of these other worldviews, and these other worldviews, even by the way, the Baha'i faith, which claims that it can absorb all of the other faiths, but will only do it after stripping the other faiths down of their essential elements. None of these different perspectives can wholly embrace any of the others. What Christianity does teach is that there should be tolerance of these other perspectives. And so in Christian countries, traditionally, not always, because there's always been people who have misused Christianity to gain power and to keep power, but in the West, where Christianity has had great influence, there has been religious freedom. There has been freedom of speech, particularly when the Christianity that we're speaking of has been biblical Christianity, as over against an ecclesial authority, for example, the magisterium of the Roman Catholic Church in the Middle Ages. So, the brief answer is they should all get along, but they won't all get along. Islam, for example, in the core of its teachings, teaches that it shouldn't get along with Christians and Jews and with the infidel. Certainly in the Medinan surahs it teaches that, and they're the most authoritative for Muslims. So, yeah, we should coexist, but we're not going to always agree. Let me just close off here with what I think is kind of a funny anecdote. Close to where I live, I often pass a car which has the Coexist bumper sticker on it, but it also has another bumper sticker that it sports. And that bumper sticker says this. It says, "Fine, I evolved, you didn't." Now, that can be interpreted in different ways, saying, oh, let's agree to disagree on the theory of evolution. But I think what is meant by the sticker is like a subtle attack on those people that don't agree with evolution. And so, again, for someone who says that we should coexist, having that kind of a bumper sticker on their bumper shows that we're all going to have problems if we don't agree to disagree.